It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, brought to you today by Top to Bottom for your emergency roof repair. Make your first call, Top to Bottom. They specialize in emergency repairs and are backed by the knowledge and experience to fix any roof issue they encounter. But truth be told, they really can handle anything on your home from top to bottom. Moisture in the basement, foundation issues. Call John at Top to Bottom for an expert evaluation, 338-9865, 338-9865. Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is a national holiday that you and I can both appreciate, and that we can both celebrate.
I like the sound
because
of this.
Today is National Only Child Day.
Only Child Day.
Yes, we are both only children.
Go us.
Go us. I think it wasn't like National Siblings Day a few days ago,
You know, it must be because I took a lonely picture of myself celebrating National Siblings Day a few years ago, and it popped up in my Facebook reminder.
Yeah, I was all over Facebook, I think, a couple days ago. So anyways, today is National Only Child Day.
It's our day. I thought
it is our day, so we will talk about only children.
Let's do it.
Yes. So throughout history, only children were relatively uncommon. From around the middle of the 20th century, birth rates and average family sizes fell sharply for a number of reasons, including perceived concerns about human overpopulation and more women having their first child later in life. Mm-hmm. The proportion of families in the U.S. with only children increased during the Great Depression.
Oh.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But it fell during the post-World War II baby boom.
Gotcha, right.
In 1960, the average American family included four children. Today, two is more typical. However, the one-child family is the fastest-growing segment.
Okay.
It has doubled in the past 20 years. Today, 20 to 30% of American families have one child. Other countries have higher rates, though. In Canada, 43% of families have just one child. And
wow.
In England, the figure is closer to 46%.
And where?
England.
It's full, okay.
So, yeah. Smaller country, though, England. So
it's what?
A smaller country. You just said today that too many people on the island will
sink it.
Will sink.
You
right,
have to, you're right. You send them to Canada, actually. What they do is they then export them to Canada.
Sure, okay.
Because they've got the room.
That makes more sense.
They got plenty of room up there.
Yeah, totally. So for years, there's been a long-held belief, and I'm sure you've experienced this, of only child syndrome.
I know what you're going to say.
It's the idea that in adulthood, those who have had no siblings are more likely to have less developed social skills and antisocial tendencies that have carried on from childhood, and that only children are more likely to be maladjusted due to pampering, which is a nice way of saying spoiled.
Spoiled.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not terribly outgoing.
Well,
normally I'm very reserved. Oh,
okay.
Oh, is this more?
But there's very little evidence to back any of that.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So the whole idea of that only child syndrome goes back to a study which I think has a really great name. It was called A Study of Peculiar and Exceptional Children.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was published in the 19th century by child psychologist E.W. Bohannon from Clark University in Massachusetts. And it detailed results of a questionnaire, which was apparently a new form of data collection at the time.
A questionnaire.
A questionnaire filled out by 200 test subjects. In it, he asked respondents about the peculiarities of any only children that they knew.
Yeah.
And in 196 cases of those 200, participants described children without siblings as excessively spoiled.
That's almost all of them.
Yeah. His colleagues agreed with the results and the idea took hold.
Wow. Science at work.
However, according to data compiled in the 21st century, these notions are pretty much nonsense and only children show no serious deficits.
Thank you.
So
no serious deficits.
Yeah.
Just deficit, not serious ones.
And it's always funny because, I don't know, I'm sure the same thing happened to you. When people found out that I was an only child, they were like, oh, I'm so surprised. I'm like, why? Like, oh, you're not a spoiled brat.
You're not a weirdo. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in 1986, a psychologist at the University of Texas at Austin, who was an only child herself, did a survey which she examined more than 200 studies on the subject of only children.
Mm-hmm.
And she concluded the characteristics of children with and without siblings don't really differ. One of her biggest findings, though, was that the parent-child relationship was positively stronger compared to those children with siblings.
Oh, see, no competing for affection.
That's right.
You just get it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many wrongly also seem to think that because only children have more alone time, that they have more imaginary friends. Did you have imaginary friends growing up?
They're right over here.
You still have them. They stayed with you.
They stand and watch every day while we do the Wiki Corner.
Great. Oh. I didn't know we had an audience.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. They don't wear headphones.
Okay.
But no, I didn't have imaginary.
You didn't?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Yeah. I had several.
Well, what are they doing? What are they doing now?
I don't know. We've lost touch.
They moved.
We've lost touch over the years.
Sure.
But research from the University of Oregon shows that about 65% of all children have make-believe friends.
There you go. All right.
And so the idea that only children have more imaginary friends isn't true at all.
Okay.
So there you go.
Right. You did have real friends too, right?
I did, yes.
That's good.
Yeah, not just imaginary ones, yeah.
Okay.
So famous only children include Frank Sinatra, Robin Williams, Tiger Woods, and Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter only child.
Sure, yeah.
Franklin D. Roosevelt so far is the only president of the United States to be raised as an only child.
Okay.
He did have a step-sibling, but not until he was an adult. He was raised as an only child.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's fair enough.
Happy Only Child Day.
And also to you. Are you going to post a picture of yourself standing alone on social media?
No. Okay. No, I won't.
I might. All right. You've got a record to go along with National Only Children Day, did you?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to talk. We're going to play the song.
Right.
There's Only One of You by the Four Lads.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Safe to say I have a new favorite song, The Four Lads, and There's Only One of You. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because today is National Only Child Day, so we were talking about only children.
They were. It's about time they had some attention.
That's right.
They need it.
They need attention, sure.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, around 20 to 30% of American families have only one child.
Only children don't have more imaginary friends than other kids.
Although one of us had more than the other, and that's fine.
That's true.
And FDR is the only U.S. president to be raised as an only child.
There it is. All right. That's wonderful. I didn't even know we had a day. It's my first time knowing
really
about
either,
it.
I didn't really either, but here we are all this time.
This isn't a pity day. Is it that we get it just because they had sibling day? And it's like,
I don't know. I bet that is why it was created, though. Someone decided to make today only child day.
Give those spoiled brats their own day.
I guess.
Won't stop complaining about it. Folks who want to learn more about only children, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. Wonderful. Well, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
I have no way to celebrate because I didn't know it was only children day.
Well, yeah. Every day is only children day for us, though, isn't it?
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a lonely existence. Just us and your imaginary friend.
Yeah.
Okay, back
friends.
Tomorrow. Fresh chat. What?
There's more than one.
Sorry. All right. Well, then. Back tomorrow. Fresh episode 410.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Traffic and weather on the way. It's beautiful sunshine. I love it. Got the blinds open in the studio. Nice?
It's very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All that coming up on Legends 1027.